Baruch Hashem, over the years, we've discussed different parts of Hilchos Purim. This year, we're going to touch upon something new that we haven't, I don't believe, dealt into thoroughly. And tonight, we're going to be focusing on the Sudas Purim. We're going to discuss tonight the Sudas Purim. Not the drinking part, not Shalach Manos, but just focus on Sudas Purim. So everyone knows that one of the highlights of Purim is the Sudas Purim. Sadly enough, for many people, they don't eat the Suda the way they should, or they don't eat it at the right time, or for this time of the year, for many people, they actually have to eat it at work, which we'll talk about if you have to eat your suda at work. It gets halachically questionable. We'll try to get to that. With my Talmidim, they have to tell me they have to eat it in school. They have college, they go to City College, they go to Queens College, so they have school to go to, even though I try to persuade them not to go, maybe, or cut a class here and there, but we'll see. Is there something halachically wrong with eating the suda by yourself in your office? In this time of the year for accountants is very, very tricky. This is a very crunch time for accountants. So as many accountants I know who have to spend Purim Suda at their desk. And we'll see, is that really the right way to spend the Purim Suda? So we all know you have to eat a Purim Suda now. That's one end of the spectrum. Those people that are working, the other end of the spectrum are the yeshiva guys who started drinking at 8 a.m. in the morning, so by the time they get to the Suda, they don't know which way is up. So that's the opposite stream, which is also wrong. Of course, that's obviously wrong as well, but we're just going to just put those out there. For many people, they miss a good chunk of the Mitzvah Hayoim, which is Suda's Purim, and we'll see tonight, it's also for women. The women also have to eat a Suda. You know, very often it's like, oh, where the women go for the Purim Suda, they're like, who cares? They're women. That's not an excuse. Not just because they're obligated, but because they're human beings also. But we'll see, they have halachic obligations as much as men to partake in the Purim Suda. So we have the, where do we know you have to have a Purim Suda? So there's a couple of Gemaras about it. The first Gemara is a Gemara. Psachim Amr Reb Yosef, HaKol Moedim B'Purim De'Bi'ina Nami L'Chem. Everyone agrees that when it comes to Purim, you have to have a half of L'Chem. We know that every Yom Tov has Chatzi L'Chem, Chatzi L'Hashem. Half the Yom Tov is for God, for Hashem, and half is for us. Zot Gemara, on Purim, everyone agrees you have to have also L'Chem. My time, how do you know? Because it says in the pasuk, "Yimei mishteh v'simcha ksev bei." Because it says these are supposed to be days of joy. Mishteh means a party, so you got to have a party, so you have to have a suda. Now, anymore, it tells us a story. Mabrei dervino kula shait to have a yosef betanisa. The whole year you used to fast. Lebar me'atzarta ubipuria. Except for Shavuos, because Shavuos is the other day where the Gemara says, all the yomtiv that you need to have lechem. Now, Bishlam on Purim, we understand why you have to enjoy yourself physically. But if you had to pick a yomtiv where you think you should be on a spiritual level, it would be Shavuos. That was the day we got the Torah. One would have thought that this is probably not the most important day to be focused on physical pleasures, but the Gemara does say, maybe one day we'll talk about it, the Ksav Sefer is a beautiful pshat, why exactly Shavuos, everyone also holds you need to have lechem. So at the Gemara, Puri, Umal, Yom, Dikipuri, and then he goes to the 3 days where Purim you have to eat, Erevim Kippur, we know that's a mitzvah deraisa to eat, and Shavuos. So this is one of the Mekaris in Shas, that you're supposed to eat a Suda. Why? It says in the Megillah, you may mishteh v'simcha, days of party. Rashi writes over there, what does it mean, lachem? She'yisameach boy, you should rejoice, b'machal u'mishteh, with food and drink. As if the day the Torah was given again. That's the importance of lachem. Lachem means you have to have a Suda. There's another Gemara. Huh? It works out very nice, exactly. The similarity to Shavuos, because we made a new Kabbalah Torah. Yeah, that's already drush, but that's a nice drush to connect the two things. The Gemara says, Megillah Dav Zayin, Omer Rav Sudas Purim Shachal B'Layla Lo Yotz Dei. You can't have your Purim Suda at night. Many people want to, but you're not allowed to have your Purim Suda at night. Why? My timer, Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha Ksev. Because it says, it's got to be days. Days and not nights. So this is another Gemara, where there's a Chiv. Avdi Gemara says it backwards. The Gemara doesn't say Chayv L'Echol B'Yoyim, it just says in the reverse. You can't eat it at night, so the implication is you have to eat it during the day. No, so those are the two Gemaras that seem to work very nicely with the idea of a Suda. But then there's a troubling Gemara. There's Gemara number 4, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, also Megillah, Dafei, two blocks before. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef says, from the words Simcha, Umishteh, V'yomtif, that's the pasuk in the Megillah, Yimei Simcha, Umishteh, V'yomtif. So Simcha, Melamech, Asur, Behesbid. Simcha means you're not allowed to have any eulogies. Mishteh, what does it mean? It's supposed to be Jays of party. Melamech, Asur, B'tainis. That means you're not allowed to make a tainis on Purim. So this Gemara makes it sound like that when we understand the word of the Megillah of Mishteh, it doesn't mean a party, it just means not to fast. Now there's a lot between a party and not fasting. So Frek de Binyan Shleima, Reb Shleima from Vilna, he has a kash, he says, 1 second, this Gemara would imply that as long as you don't fast, you're okay. You don't have to have a party, you don't have to have a Suda. Eat a drop of food, eat a drop of liquid, you're not fasting anymore. So is it a chi of suda, or is it merely just not to be fasting? So the Binyan Shleim over here brings down a Gevaldik Yosef from his brother. These were the two geniuses from Vilna. his brother was Bezalel, he was the super genius, and Reb Shlomo Vilna was supposedly the lower level, even though he was also a huge Talmid Chacham. The two brothers that were responsible, Reb Shlomo Vilna was well known responsible for the writing of the Vilna Shas. He was a big Eloi. So he brings over here a famous kasha, which B'li Neder this Sunday morning we will deal with again. And it's a very basic kasha you have to ask yourself on the Yom Tov HaPurim. What happens on Purim? So the Yom Tov HaPurim, depends where you live, is when you celebrate the Yom Tov HaPurim. If you live in a city that has no wall, you celebrate your Dalet. If you live in a city that has a wall, you celebrate Tezva. Frektu Yishayinim. The Ran on the first page in Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Daf Yerif Megillah asks his Kasha. He says, where do you ever find such a concept? That we make a Yom Tov that's going to cause fights between Klal Yisrael. Wasn't the whole idea of bringing us together? So why are we going to have a Yom Tov where we're separated? Oh, you celebrate 14, so I'm not coming to you. I celebrate 15. Why shouldn't we have formed this Yom Tov to be one where we all celebrate it on the same day? Seems to be a basic kasha in how they structured the day. So that he quotes over here from his brother. He says, "V'hinei behektim asher shamati pi mori achi hagoyin, my brother, sha'amal liyashiv kushas iran." My brother wanted to suggest a pshat to answer up the Ran. I suggested a pshat on my own, Alpi Drush, I think I said this last year, that the reason why they did it this way is to show that disagreements over Torah is not a fight. If you paskin mutter because you're a Sephardi and I paskin us because I'm an Ashkenazi, that's not us fighting. That's okay. Us fighting means when we fight about the stupid things, the petty things. When we're fighting over Torah and you have your Messiah and I have my Messiah, that is the most beautiful way of expressing what does it mean to be Yidden. That's not what we're embarrassed about. Faket. When we had a breach in Achtos, I don't want to turn this into the Moshe Shmuz, but when we had the breach of Achtos during Purim, it wasn't that type of a fight that, well, you follow Rav Moshe and I follow this God, though. That you're allowed to do. It's when we fought over the things that were not Torah based. So Faket, the way we were massacring it was by showing that it's okay to fight, to disagree in Torah. So you have your Mahalach, I have my Mahalach, you have your Messiah, I have my Messiah. But he brings a pshat from his brother, very nice pshat. He brings down the kasha about why is it that Chazal set up the mitzvah in a way where we're going to be divided. So he quotes the five lines in. He says, so my brother said, liyashiv b'pshitus. His brother gave a very posh the pshat. The kivin de be'emes also lohisav al mitzvah shal tari dechsev eila mitzvah. So he's dealing with the kasha. Who gave the Nevi'im the right to make a new Yom Tov? Again, Mordechai and Esther were Nevi'im. Achik and Esther Gedoyla. Who gave them the right to make a Yom Tov? We can only have the holidays that are in the Torah. Even though they had it, the Gemara says in Megillah, they based on a Kavachomer. His brother, decided with the following pshat. When they sat down to make up the Yom Tov of Purim, they bedavka wanted to make it that it's not going to look like a regular Yom Tov. They didn't want this looking like Sukkos. They don't want it looking like a full-blown Yom Tov. Because Lamaisa, it was made up by the Rabbanim. And therefore, they wanted to tame it a little bit. So what did they do? He said this. Hilkach, b'kavon echilku b'zeh b'makom makom. They bedavka did it this way. K'dei lasis hakerish einem in ha-teira. Shari b'mitzvah shal teira le'amatzinu she'echilik b'makom makom. Sazak, his brother, Tzalim of Vilna, said a Gevaldik Ateretz. Do you know why they structured it this way? Because this would be the biggest proof that this is not a real Din Daraisa. Real Din Daraisa, we all celebrate Yom Tov at the same time. Putting aside second day Yom Tov, Chutz Laaretz, and Eretz Yisrael, but the first day of Yom Tov, everyone keeps the first day of Yom Tov. So Zakt, his brother, now that I made some communities do Yudal, some communities test off, that's the biggest testimonial that this was only rabbinic, not military. That's what his brother said. What?
What about Hanukkah?
Right, so you're going to have to explain what they did. That's maybe why Hanukkah never came along with Isra Asiyas Malacha. Because if it would carry an Isra Asiyas Malacha, then it would look like a real Yom Tov. Purim doesn't either have a Siyas Malacha. That could have been enough also. We'll talk about that in a second. That's going to be part of his answer. I think we spoke about this last year. Why Taka did they structure Hanukkah without Isra Siyas Malacha? So we came up with a different pshat, but his pshat is also very nice. Because if they would have structured it with an Isra Siyas Malacha, then it would be running into this problem. So he takes his brother's pshat, and he wants to explain the steer in the two Gemaras. We had a steer in two Gemaras. One Gemara says that you're not allowed to have a fast day on Purim. Another Gemara says you're supposed to have a Suda. Well, which one is it? Is it not fasting or is it a Suda? So it says Reb Shlomo Vilna, borrowing his brother Reb Tzal Vilna Svara, he says like this. You have to look at each pasuk that the Gemara quoted. The first pasuk the Gemara quoted was, Alkein Ayhudim HaProzim, Oisim Simcha U'mishtav Yom Tov. That's the first pasuk that comes up in the Megillah. The Kiblu Aleihim Gam Issam Alach K'may Yom Tov. He thinks at that point in the Gemara, they took Purim and made it K'may Kipshutoi. If it's going to be Mishtav Yom Tov, Yom Tov carries Issam Asiyas Malacha. So when they structured Purim, they structured it like, Mamish exactly like Yom Tov. He says, one second. If we're going to take Issa Malacha, then we got to drop the Suda. Because you can't have Suda and Issa Malacha. Because then it would be exactly like a Din D'Oraisa, to which Rabbi Tzalo Vilna says we can't do. So therefore they decided, no, we only watered it down. We didn't make it a yom tif, they're not allowed to do malach. We just made it a yom tif, they're not allowed to visa hesbe v'tainis. Oh. So he says, k'tei lasa, k'tei liyom tif shalpurim, liyom tif shaltayra. Avla achgach ro amotche v'es v'siyatim da'ad rabbi tfei od v'kabalei mitzvah simchum mishtem mamash kerim yom tif. But the next member of Gemara said, no, we want to take the mishtem v'simcha part. So now we took it, we made it a suda. So now if we made it a suda, how are you going to balance things out? So now we balance it out, that what? V'legraimem isser malacha. So therefore we kept it, now there's no isser malacha on Purim. Because we wanted to have mishtav v'simcha. So you can't have both. You can't have an isser malacha and a chiyuv suda. So one gemara took one, and the other gemara took the other. That's the stira of the two gemaras. Right? Because his brother had this idea, if you have both, then his mamash looks like a real, then it looks like a real yomtif. So we had to cut back on something. So one, the first gemara said, I'll forego one for the other. The other gemara said, I'll forego this. But that's his shtickle tar. Okay, it's a nice shtickle tar. At the end of the day, the minhag is, this recorded in Shulchan Aruch, we eat a suda on Purim, it's based on the pasuk, yimei mishtav v'simcha. If you look in number six, in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, Hagah. Mitzvah laharbois besudas perm. You're supposed to be married besudas perm. You're supposed to increase. You're supposed to have an increased suda. Ubesuda achas yoytzim. You only have to have one meal. Sudas perm shaaso belayla. If you make your sudas perm at night, lo yotze idei chavasay. The night preceding. We'll get into the night after in a few minutes. Umikol mokim gam belayla yisamach v'yir bektsas besuda. So, Dr. Rama, even though you don't have a full blown suda. The night of, we'll call the night of Tainus Esther, this year, Monday night, you should still have something. You should still be marbe besimcha tzas besuda. I remember when I was a bach, we used to go collecting. So for a while, I used to go to Bar Park to collect. It was a nightmare of a travel. But when I went to a lot of chassidim, they have a big suda the night of Tainus Esther. They light candles, which we'll see you're supposed to do. They actually have like a real, like a mini version of a suda's perm. For many of us, we don't do that. But the Ramah says you should. You should have something. You don't have to have a full-blown suda. We'll see. You're not even supposed to have basar. You should have, it shouldn't just be a regular supper. It should be a little nicer to be mekayim this idea of having a suda belayla. But the real suda is really during the day. Right. Right. It's like a little more than your regular supper. Now, interestingly, we all know that we make the suda during the day. But the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, quotes a very interesting minhag, which many people do, but I don't know if they know why they do it. The Darkei Moshe writes that the Gemara says in Baba Kama that Rav Ashi Avi Yosef Kamei de Rav Kana. Rav Ashi was sitting in front of Rav Kana. Omar, he says, Amai lo asa lebe rabbanu lebe midrasha. Right, every Rebbe's famous question, where are all the kids today? No one showed up to yeshiva the day, it was Purim. He's sitting in Beis Medrash, ready to give a shir. No one shows up. So Amalei Ka'aski Besuda's Purim. They say, hey, Rebbe, it's Purim. They're eating the Suda. So the Gemara says, Shema Amino, the Suda's Purim, Deicha Talmud Torah. You learn from this Gemara that Suda's Purim is more important than Talmud Torah. It's an excuse not to come to yeshiva. So the Gemara, so he writes, Mikol Mokim, this is the Ramah. Mikol Mokim, Kivad Yashin, and Oira Zutaira. We know we say in the Megillah, Yehuda Maisa Oira, Vesimcha, Vesasim, Yikar, and we know one of them is Taira, right? The one day of the year where no one learns Taira is Purim, which is why they have these very nice programs in the shuls, Shivas Marechet Tzadik, beautiful, beautiful things. Everyone should try to find time to learn Purim. He writes, Mitzvah La'asik B'Taira Kaidim Asuda. There's an Indian to learn Taira before the Suda. Why? It's protect you and nothing bad should happen at your suda. Right? Sometimes the sudas get wild, there's drinking, it could get a little crazy. So you should learn before the suda, and this will be like a protection, an insurance policy on the suda that nothing bad should happen. Which many achrenim point out, Lefiza, let's say you taka learned Purim morning for 2 hours, then you eat your suda 5 hours later, you should learn again. It's really right before the suda. You should have a little learning. Again, I wouldn't turn your suda into seder because you're going to lose a lot of people, but there should be a little bit of learning. The Mishnah Berurah writes in number 8, this Mishnah Berurah is found in Hilchas Pesach. The first opening line in Hilchas Pesach, we know, is you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kaidim Achag. Where does that take you? Takes you around Purim. So Mishnah Berurah writes, Umaschilim Yom HaPurim Atzmoy. You're supposed to start on Purim itself. That's where many people have a minute before they start the Purim Suda, they'll start learning Hilchas Pesach. Why? Because there are more rites by us. You're supposed to start the Suda with Torah, and it's Mr. Brewer says it's right before Pesach, so people start Pesach. Usually the women get very nervous. It's ready Pesach. We got to be careful with the chametz. You got to ready throw out the shachmanis because it's almost Pesach. But the Ramah number 9 writes, he writes, people have a minute to wear Shabbos clothing on Purim. Again, I don't know how that works if you dressed up in a costume. Maybe on top of the costume. I don't know, I'm not sure. The Cheinochen, he thinks it's right. Now we're going to get into what time should you have your Sudas Purim. So he writes, you should have your Suda's Purim after Mincha. Why? Because you're really not supposed to drink. First of all, you're not supposed to have a Suda before you daven. So you want to daven Mincha. Secondly, if you're going to drink, you don't really want to daven when you're intoxicated. So this way, you should first daven Mincha. Mincha G'dayl is very popular in Purim. Everyone has early Minchas. Because the earlier you daven Mincha, you can start your Suda. For Arvis Yispalu B'layel, then you daven Ma'ariv at night. There's Rishonim that bring down, I'm not endorsing this whatsoever, the Rishonim that bring down, the minig used to be that Purim night, no one daven with a minyan Ma'ariv. You just daven at the end of your Suda. I don't know if that's because you didn't make it to shul, or it's too hard to get to shul. I don't know. But in many, quite a few Rishonim, they bring down the minig was Purim night, just you daven at your Suda. And that was it, with or without a minyan, whatever was there, you just daven Ma'ariv and called it a day. That's not the accepted custom today, Baruch Hashem. Most of us can make it to a shul. I don't think it's negate for our crowd, but I always reiterate that Ber Halacha says that if a person is going to drink, and because of that, he'll be mezalzel in any mitzvah. And he gives examples. He says, like, Netilas Yadayim. Like benching, like bracha rishayin, like davening ma'ariv, then you shouldn't drink. How many yeshiva bachim forget to wash on Purim, forget to eat on Purim, forget to bench on Purim, forget to have ma'ariv? So the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't drink. If you're going to be mezalzel on any one of those mitzvahs, you shouldn't drink. Okay, so we shouldn't be mezalzel on them. But many people apparently at times rishayim. Again, davening without a minyan is not a zilzel. You daven ma'ariv, you didn't daven a minyan. Okay. But that's what it was a minyan in many rishayim. I'm not saying that's what we do today. Baruch Hashem, we all make it to shul, hopefully. But that was the minyan. Then he writes, you're supposed to daven mincha when it's Eidei Yom Gadol. This is very important, Rabbi Yisai. V'roiv ha-suda tzricha liyos b'yom. The majority of your meals should take place during the day. V'loi kimoy shenoigim l'haskel samach l'erev v'ikar ha-suda hilal tazvav. What do many people do? They call the suda for about 20 minutes before shkia. Shkia now, we're going to switch the clocks. So shkia is going to be about, I don't know, 6:45, 6:50. So people call the suda for 6 o'clock. That's a joke. By the time you sit down, by the time you start eating, it's not Purim anymore. So the Ramah says you should really call your Suda for earlier. Call the Suda for 3 o'clock. I understand. You call your Suda for 3 o'clock, no one's showing up because they're running around, they have Shalach Manas, they have this, that, and the other. But Lamaisa, the right thing to do is you should be makbet to call your Suda for early. I'm making a Purim Suda in my house, I'm calling it for like 4:30, 4:45. This way you get 2 hours in. I should really call it for earlier, but okay, you can't fight City Hall. But you should really try to call your Suda. We'll see, many Achraim used to have the Suda 10 o'clock in the morning. Do it right away. What do you have to lose? Do it right away. Again, obviously, I'm not saying you should get drunk at that Suda, but you should.
And that's Sunday afternoon.
Right. We'll see, Rav Moshe used to make a Suda by Shachris. He used to make a Suda, his breakfast was a Suda. Because again, the day gets, you get very hectic and busy with stuff. But it bothers me that people call the Suda too late in the day. It's really not right. You're not really making a Suda. Again, for many people who don't start drinking till they sit down at the Suda, which we'll see, there's maybe a deacon around Bam, you're also not right, because then you're not Yoitz Adol Yada after Purim. Because it takes time for the alcohol to kick in, right? You sit down at the table at 6 o'clock, you don't start drinking right away, you start with you have some bread and you have some this, you don't start, drinking until 6:30, the alcohol doesn't kick until, finally by 8 o'clock you're a little buzzed. It's not Purim anymore. You missed the boat. So you should really start everything early, push everything early, start everything 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They bring down the minhag in Frankfurt, where the imam wrapped up the Suda soup to nuts by mincha time. Really, yeah, because they don't delay. Everything was done by mincha time. They finished by mincha time. It's amazing. Must have started the Suda 11 o'clock in the morning. They had their probably exact 3 ounces of wine, whatever it is. They measured it, They went to sleep for exactly 12 minutes. They were going to the Ramos. And then that was it. They were done everything by mincha.
Mincha Ketana would be much later than
that. Yeah, it was probably mincha Ketana, but still to be done everything. But most of us are first starting our Suda that time. But again, the Ramos says we should really be more on top. But this is one of my big pet peeves for Purim, is that we should really try to start a Suda. Now, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. And it's really the Trumas Hadeshen writes it. He says, listen, we're busy. Purim is a very busy day. You're running around with Shalach Manos, especially if you have kids. For some reason, your kid has to bring Shalach Manos to every person that ever taught them in their entire life. I have no idea why. You got to go to all the communities, be stuck behind traffic for hours and hours to bring the teacher Shalach Manos. Okay, fine. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, I understand you're busy, but the Ramah says we should really be more Zohar. Now, we got an hour this year because they switched the clocks. So we gained an hour, so we have a little bit more time. But it's really more correct. If you have any say what time your Suda starts, you should really try to push your Suda and get as much done during the day to be Yotze the Ikar Suda. Then he writes, then if you look on the bottom of the page, 9b, over in the bottom, he writes over here, when Purim falls on Friday, so everyone knows when Purim falls on Friday, you're stuck. You can't first start your Suda later in the day because you're going to run into Shabbos. So everyone knows when Purim starts on Friday, we eat the meal in the morning. Says the Ramah, he writes, Umisha writes a lot. So you see, Tomid B'Shachos Rishos B'Yodai. If you want to every year have your Suda in the morning, that's also okay. Then he writes, Yeshayim Shesh Lechel Machal Zeroinim, some form of seeds B'Purim, Zechel Zeroinim Sh'ochel Daniel V'Chaver B'Bovel. Then he concludes, Toiv Lasik Ma'at B'Teira Kodim Shiaskal Suda. You should learn a little bit of Torah before you start the meal. Okay, this we saw already before. Now, if you go back to the top, to Mishnah Berurah number 10, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sifkat Neches, Hadulay Nehigi Lasei Seh B'Shachris, why taka don't we make the meal in the morning? So he says, Mishum Deshetrud B'Malachas B'Mishalach Manas, we're very busy with Shalach Manas. V'Nim Shachim B'Rev Ara Mincha, and he usually takes up to Mincha. Now that it's ready, Mincha Gedolah, you're not allowed to start the Suda yet, so therefore, we usually start a Suda after Mincha Gedolah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ba'oid Hayyim Godel, Kosovili Rabba B'Shem Ashla, HaMeshubach, he who is praised, Misha Oysa Suda B'Shachris. Shla writes Mefurish, best thing is, make your Suda in the morning, have breakfast. Now, we'll see that there's a shayla if you have to have pas and basar. So not everyone wants to become fleishik at 10 o'clock in the morning, or sit down to eat a heavy meal, but okay. So maybe don't be stoned. You don't need bus. At least have something. Then he writes something very interesting. You should gather your family and your friends. He can't have a real perm suda alone. Can't. It's not really right. He says a real party is with other people. I told someone today. When was the last time a guy had a Super Bowl party by himself? You don't hear such a thing. Super Bowl party by yourself. A perm suda is not something you're supposed to eat by yourself. It's not a private experience. I find it's sadly ironic that we're holding now at a time where there's a lot of quarantines, even in the firm world. It's such the antithesis of Purim. Purim is all about getting together, being unified, and now we're being told, no, people have to be separated. It's such a shame at a time of the year where we're supposed to be working on getting the whole ideas together. Lech Knois is called Yehudim. It's all about Achdus. It's all about eating together, and Nebuch people have to be separated due to medical reasons. But nonetheless, so Mr. Brewer writes, we're all supposed to eat together. So again, this is what I was telling you before. A guy has to eat at work by himself. So someone told me, no, all the firm guys get together and they eat the suda together. Okay, that's better. That's better than eating it alone at your desk. If a person...
Alone with your wife is considered alone also. I
mean, sort of no, it's probably better. Right. You should have, people. We'll see, there are those poiskim that mamish think. We'll see, the Aruch HaShulchan says. It's not right what people do. They leave their family and friends and they go by themselves for perm. It's not right. It's a family holiday. You gotta find friends, find family, find people to join. You shouldn't be alone. No one should be alone on perm. They bring over in the Sefer Meservis Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein, he writes, Sipir Rabbeinu, Sha'aviv Hagoyin Reb David, Reb Moshe said about his father, Reb Moshe's father was Reb David, that's he named his son for, he was also a Rav in Europe. His father Reb David used to always eat his suda in the morning. They say Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky also has a suda in the morning. Because you have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. This way, you know you ate it. Instead of waking up first at 10 minutes before Shkia and you scarf down the bread and you eat the soup and that's not a suda. No, it doesn't. Does not. Doesn't have to be after Chatzos. The only reason why we used to do it that way was because everyone was so busy. So it was Zok the Shla, do it in the morning.
Is it any reason why pain?
No one does it. Yeah, we'll see why no one does it. Mr. Bruce said because everyone's so busy with Shalach Manas. But many people, I know quite a few Gedolim today that they talk and have a nice breakfast. They'll come home after the shul, after Megillah, and they have a good breakfast. You can sit down and have a bagel also. That's also pashtus enough. You don't want to have fleishiks because you want to maybe have coffee later in the day. Fine, so don't eat fleishiks. Eat bread, have a nice bagel and eggs and things like that.
Doesn't have to be a
commandment
at all.
No, doesn't have to be. Problem is if you can't start it too close to Zman Mincha. But if you daven at 7 o'clock and you're home by 8:30 can you eat breakfast at 8:30. You can't first start it at 12 o'clock because then you're running into mincha problems. But at 8:30 in the morning, it's not Zman Mincha yet. Yeah, you should eat the suda then. But so that's why Mr. Brewer said that's why we'd like you to daven mincha first, even though Mikra didn't daven later. Right? How does anyone ever eat lunch at work? It's always ma mincha. So we're saying mincha on the heterim. But because the suda's perm is a big suda, it's a heavy suda, we're afraid if we allow you, you may never get the mincha. But again, if you want to come home, I used to do it because this way your stomach is, for those who plan on drinking, the mistake a lot of people make is they don't eat on Purim. They sit down at the Suda and they have an empty stomach. That's the quickest way to get sick. So I used to try to have a Suda, not such a frumachem, just because my stomach should be full. This way you want to make al-chaim throughout the day. But l'maisa, you'll be yoytzeh the Suda. If you come home Purim morning and you have a bagel and you have something mamashistik, you're yoytzeh the Suda's Purim. And then whatever you eat later is marbe besuda, which the Ramah says is a good idea also.
What's the definition of rogue suda, just
because
most of the food you're eating now?
Yeah, I think most of the experience. I think the suda, both time-wise and experience-wise. I think if your suda goes for 2 hours and half an hour of it is during the day and the other hour and a half happens at nighttime, that the suda was a night suda. Now we'll see, there's a heter from the Eretz Tzvi, Tzvi Klozhigov, Tzvi Freimer, the Klozhigov Rav. I think he's twisting himself to be miyashiv the minuk. I think the Ramah is right. I think we should all be more careful with this. Again, we'll see the Trumas Hadeshin had this problem in the times of Rishonim. So let's take a look at number 12. Trumas Hadeshin. We're talking about the times of Rishonim. Sheila. Now, after the Trumas Hadeshin wrote his own Shailas. The Trumas Hadeshin was not like Rav Moshe who got Shailas. Trumas Hadeshin had an agenda. He saw things were going on in Klal Yisrael, so he wrote a letter, making like someone sent it to him, and he wrote it to talk about, to get the message out. So he has a Shaila like this. Sheila. He says, I see amongst reputable people that the bulk of their Suda's Purim happens at night. Shushan Purim night, the following night. Is there anything to be based on this? Is there anything right about this? So if you look at the right side of the paper, in number 13, he writes, he gives a very practical explanation. He says, let's be honest. In the morning, you're busy with the Megillah. And now I'll add, and then your wife has to go hear the Megillah. So that sets you back another hour, because you got to take turns with the kids. Then you're busy with Shalach Maraz does Miryani. You don't have Yishav. You can't sit down like a mensch. You didn't give out 1,200 Shalach Maraz yet. Ulakach kavu kadmenenu mitzosi be'erev ulahaschach meboidyoim kaidin tefilas arvis kadei lekayim et zesud debiyoim shuikar. He said that's why they did it. V'nimshach bei me'oz b'pnai u'betanuk adalailu b'layla atzmoi. He says, you know what the Cheshmos people said? I don't have Yishav Adas until the day's over. So I'll start a little bit. I'll be semich on the chap of mitzvah sayim kikulei. I started before. No, it's good. That was the Trumas Hadeshin's justification. Then he writes, the ashkechon kia gavna the mevatlan sudas mitzvah b'shul mitzvah acheres. He says, no, that's a heter maybe. Maybe delaying sudas purim is mutter because you're doing other mitzvahs. You're doing mitzvah shalchmona, it's a matan savyayim. So that would perhaps be mutter. But he concludes at the end of the tshuva, number 14, he writes, afki yoshafti minog zeh, even though I answered it, mikomokam raboisi va'ani achareim nahagdim ikra suda b'shachos. But I don't think that's the right thing to do. I'm just trying to justify it. I'm trying to give you a teretz to why everyone does it. Because they're busy and they're oisik b'mitzvah, sapatra mitzvah, but that's not what I do. I have my suda in the morning, I eat the suda like you're supposed to. So, it doesn't seem like he was necessarily signing off on the behavior. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi, the great Tzvi Freimer, the great Klozhigover Rav, who took over the Lublin Yeshiva after Rav Meir Shapiro died, he took over as Rosh Yeshiva of Rav Meir Shapiro's Yeshiva. Big godly, he was killed by the Nazis. I think he was killed in Madanik. I think he was killed in the camps. So he writes like this. He says he had a different problem in his times. In his times, I haven't heard of. Apparently, people would start sending Shalach Manas like 10 minutes before Shkia. This is not so much the practice today. Today we have a bigger problem with late Sudas, not late Shalach Manas. Everyone does Shalach Manas right away. But apparently in his times, there was a minug that people would delay the Shalach Manas. I don't know what they were doing the whole day. I'm not sure they maybe attack a busy with Matan Sevyanim. I don't know. But they were very delayed with Shalach Manas. And everyone used to bring the Shalach Manas. And his argument is that the reason why we give Shalach Manas according to the Trumas Hadeshin is why? So you should have what to eat at the Suda. But if you bring me the Shalach Manas at night, what is that worth? So he wants to tie that maybe that's why we started to make the Suda later. In order for you to be Yotze Shalach Manas, I need to have my Suda pushed back. So he wants to tie that maybe that's why people used to do everything later. Because people used to be in the Shalach Manas later. And in order for them to be Yotze Shalach Manas, I by definition have to have my Suda later. Because if my Suda is earlier and they bring me Shalach Manas, then I Yotze the Mitzvah. Now that's obviously a very post-factor answer. He says, and there's a famous Taisus and Brachas. We had this Taisus before. Taisus says that as long as you start something before this man, if it's Nimshach afterwards, we go after the Haskalah. We don't go after the Gemar. So he says, as long as I clock in before Shki, I'm good to go. But he also writes at the end of the Tshuva, it's long and we're not going to get into it. He writes at the end of the Tshuva, but that's not right either. You should have your Suda during the day. So all these people, I really don't know what they're saying. It's very...
For the same reason you can't have it the night before, right?
Right.
In other words, I'm saying, you know, that you're starting 10 minutes before, I suppose, whatever the hitter is that you're starting, but get the essence of it you were saying earlier.
Right.
Because you made Shimcha, that's why you can't do it the night before.
I think so, right. I would think it's a problem. No. So that's why it bothers me that people do it, and I don't know what they're saying. Okay, so halacha ma'aseh this year, Mitzvah Shem, we should all try to have our Purim Suda earlier so we can enjoy it properly. An interesting shayla that comes up, it's crowded a gate, I have a nisim who's getting married. The shayla is, you need panim chadoshes for sheva brachas on Purim. Everyone knows in Shabbos Yom, you don't need panim chadoshes. What's Purim? You didn't have panim chadoshes, you didn't have new people that didn't attend the chasana, didn't attend the Suda. We had a whole series of shurim here a while ago about hilchos sheva brachas. So we talked about so many shaylas. But you need to have panim chadoshes for Purim. So it's interesting, it's machloikis achroinim. If you look over here, in number 16, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskins, you do need. He thinks Purim itself is not enough for Panim Chadoshes, and you'd have to have Panim Chadoshes, while the Nitta Gavriel paskins, you do not need Panim Chadoshes, assuming you're eating the real Suda, meaning the Achrayim HaMechalik, between, let's say, for example, you're having a breakfast Suda, or your real main Purim Suda. If it's the main Purim Suda, that does not need Panim Chadoshes. If it's like a breakfast, so that wouldn't need Panim Chadoshes. There's really four Shitas HaPaiskim. Some Paiskim hold that if you're having a Suda on Yudalit or Tezvav, if I make Shev Brachos on Shushan Purim here in America, some Achronim hold I don't even need Panim Chadoshes because it's Shushan Purim. Some Paiskim say, no, Shushan Purim doesn't count in America. Some Paiskim say, even Yudal doesn't count in America. There's basically four Shitas. The two most accepted Shitas are either you do need or you don't need. Rabbi Felder Zatzal, in his Sefer, Rabbi Aaron Felder from Philadelphia, writes, you don't need Panim Chadoshes, while Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky is of the opinion you do need Panim Chadoshes. I don't know what the Velt does practically, but it's definitely a Machalikas Achronim whether or not you need to have Panim Chadoshes at Shev Brachos on Purim. The Kitzur Shulchan,
huh? What's the reason for
supposed to so that's also part of the sugya. It's supposed to increase the simcha. So the question is, you got Purim is the greatest simcha you're going to find. So that's a shayla. That's what the sugya is all about. So that would be the starting point for why you wouldn't need Panim Chadoshes. Right. It needs more discussion, but that's just halachal ma'aseh. If it's ever negated to anyone, so you should know it's a machlokes.
Are you allowed to get married on Purim?
It's another big sugya. They talk about that. But they're not allowed to make chasnas on Purim. I forgot already how it goes. They talk about
it.
Right, that's what you'd assumed. You would have assumed like that. But Purim is a very tricky day. The halachas of Purim are very, very funny. Because there's Avelos Noig on Purim, which seems to be the antithesis of the entire Mahos of.
Oh, Avelos do not get, are not goats, they stay in the house and everything else?
Definitely, yeah. So it's a very mixed day. It's a confusing day. Yeah. Maybe next week we could talk more about those from a hashkafa and a halachic standpoint. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes something interesting. He writes, you should make a suda during the day, Tesimei Mishnah, V'yesh l'hadlik neiris derek simcha v'yomtif. You should have candlelit. You should have candles. Many people are makbar on this. It's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's found in Aruch HaShulchan also. It's not only people like the Chassidim do. It's not a Chassidish thing. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was Hungarian. It wasn't a Chassidish. The Aruch HaShulchan was not Chassidish at all. They write, it's supposed to be a Chashivas. It's supposed to make the meal. It's supposed to make it a beautiful meal. It shouldn't just be thrown together food. It should be a Pesach HaKavodik meal. Take out the Shabbos stuff. Make it a special meal. Then the Aruch HaShulchan writes in number 19, yearly, the lotz is l'derech mi besi b'purim enei nochen. It's not right to be away on business on Purim. The ikar simcha hu im b'nei besoi. He's Israel. He doesn't even say friends. He says b'nei beisai, your family. It's a family yomtiv. Dechsiv v'samachta ato uveisecha. Ubemayse sheni ubergalim dechsiv v'samachta ato ben ubincha ubitcha. Im loy shanasi nechutzah hila. Unless it's pressing. You really should be. It should be a family yomtiv. Now the problem is a lot of the kids don't want to be home with their parents. They want to go to friends. They want to go to yeshiva. But he thinks it should really be a family yomtiv. He should really make it about family. Umitzva liyos bepurim bebeisim ishtei v'zarin. Should be with the family. Purim is a family yomtiv. Again, the people blame the yeshivas because the boys all went to yeshivas, so they don't want to come home. The parents' house is not so fun. Okay, maybe the parents should make the Purim suit a little bit more geshmak. It shouldn't be so dull and whatever. Fine, that's a different conversation. But he writes, it's the Velt is not noig like this avadi. You know, you're allowed to go other places. But the Mishnah Berurah did bring down. There's a sense of camaraderie. He's taking it even further. He's saying it's got to be with the family. You can't even have, let's say, neighbors on the block over. It's got to be the kids. You got to make the kids be there. But the Velt is not noig like this Aruch HaShulchan that you have to have your kids all together. But I think it is important that one should not have a Purim Suda alone. Everyone should find someone to have a Purim Suda, tag along, be part of someone's Purim Suda. And here the Nitta Gavriel drops, to me, a gewaltige chiddush. Rabbi Gavriel Tzinner writes the following. Misha tzarech l'aseis l'melachta b'Purim. You got to go to work on Purim. It's tax season. You got to go. You don't have enough days off. You got to be in the office. Ya'aseis ha'sud l'fnei tzeisei. Try to make a Suda before you go to work. I guess, let's say you're working a night shift. So you got to be out by 7, so make the Suda before you leave. Oy, kishiyach zim melachtoi. It's going to be way after Chatzos. Don't have your Purim Suda at work. What type of Suda are you going to have at work? You're going to have a sandwich and you're going to have, it's not going to be a Purim Suda. That's not a festive meal. How can you have a festive meal at work? But during your lunch break, your 20 minutes, between. So he writes at the bottom, who told him this? Shmua b'shem ha'goyin ha'adim Moshe Feinstein. That's a pella. After Chatzos HaLaila. I don't get it. I almost don't understand it. I happen to agree with the message. I think it's very important. You should not eat your Purim Suda. People tell me I have to eat my Purim Suda at work. It's a shame. Now again, it's not for me to judge. If you don't have enough days off and you have to be at work, so I ask your boss to come home. You're home by 6-7 o'clock. I would definitely tell someone by 6-7 o'clock. You could still get home before Shkia. Chop around a few minutes. Then definitely be Samech on those Paiskim. If the choice is eat your Purim Suda at your office or come home at 6 o'clock and start at 6:30, definitely come home and sit down at 6:30 and eat a Suda like a mensch. But after Chatzai Salai, I don't know what that means, but I think the message is very important that we should really try our best to have a proper Suda, not at work where, unless you have to, but we should really try not to. Okay, so let's talk about some other halachas. So the question now I want to talk about is, do you have to wash for the Purim Suda? Many people are trying to, they watch the calories, they're on diets, this, that, and the other. So you don't want to wash, you don't want the extra bread, it's during the week. Many people don't wash during the week. They only wash on Shabbos, which is good. Many people don't wash on Shabbos either, which is wrong. We've spoken about this in the past. Even if you're on a diet, you still have to wash on Shabbos for Yom Tov. But you don't want to wash during the week. Do you technically have to wash for the Purim Suda? So Shulchan Aruch writes in number 21, Omar al anisim bebechas hamazon bebechas aretz. So first of all, we say al anisim. For those who don't know, we say al anisim. Now, this is a very, very negedic shayla. Let's say you started your meal at 4:30 in the afternoon, and your suda ends at 10 o'clock. You had a rocking perm suda, very gishmak. It ends at 10 o'clock. So do you say alanisim now? So Shulchan Aruch writes, Oimer alanisim, the boss of tchila suda. No, we go by the tchila. Since you started during the day, you say alanisim. No, says the Mechaber. No, some people say you don't.
Similar question we have
we'll get to that in a second. Good, we'll get to that in a second. It says the Ramah, V'noigim kesvar rishayna. So we all know that whenever time we conclude, so this is maybe why the Yekis in Frankfurt used to finish the Suda before Mincha. This way you don't have the Shaila. If you finish your Suda before Shki, you don't have the Shaila. Ve'gishmak. You start your Suda at 3 o'clock, you finish your Suda by 6:30. Alanisim is not a question, it's still daytime. Then you want to come home after Mincha and party? Knock yourself out. It's no problem. But here the Ramah Paschus Allah Lamaisa, we go after Tchila Sasuda. So as long as you started the meal, you washed and you started eating bread before Shkia, you can say Alanis. Says the Magen Avram, whatever if you've got Alanisim on Purim. The Mechaber never discusses if you forgot Alanisim. He says you have to say Alanisim. And then he discusses what happened if you finished the meal at night. And what if you forgot Alanisim? Let's say you eat something the night of Purim. You eat something in the morning. You have breakfast. And you have, you wash and you eat breakfast and you forgot Alanisim. Do you go back? So the Magen Avraham writes, Vim shachach Alanisim b'mechazam azam achzir noisai. You have to go back. Deloi sagi deloi ochel. Because you got to eat. Meaning you have to eat bread. And therefore, if you didn't eat bread, you had to wash. And if you had to wash, you had to bench. You didn't bench properly, so you have to go back. Then he writes, Vim shem b'yakov falak, mate moishe. Says the Magen Avraham, I don't like this svar at all. He's quoting from others that they say that if you forgot Alanisim in benching on Purim, you have to go back. Why? Because you had to wash. Says the Magen Avraham, you have to wash on Purim? Where does that come from? He says, this is what he's talking about. You have to daven also. And yet, if you forgot Alanisim and daven, you don't have to go back again. So why do you have to go back for benching? So if you already had one suda, so let's say, for example, you had breakfast in the morning, you had a bagel, and then you sit down to your suda at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you forgot Alanisim at that meal. So you for sure don't go back. Then he writes, I think you never go back. Because you don't have to eat bread on Purim. The Magen Avraham says, you don't have to eat bread on Purim. You can have steak and you can have wonderful food and no bread involved. This is the way we paskin. If you did eat bread at the Purim Suda, you definitely do not need to go back for Alanisim because you didn't need to eat that bread. So the Magen Avraham is clear can be. One need not eat bread at the Purim Suda, but it would seem like from the other Acharim that he quoted that you do have to eat bread on the Purim Suda, so it seems to be Machloikis Ha Poiskim.
Saying that we don't define a suda as bread, we always do. It's not an
actual right. So the question over here is: how did they structure the chiyuv suda? Were they misakin it like suda Shabbos, or were they misakin it just to have a good time? That's what the Achrayim kind of work with. We'll see the Aruch Hashulchan says, "What are you talking about? It's a suda. Suda means bread. That's the definition of a suda." But you can argue, no, they want you to have a good time. Good time means you'll have some chicken and you'll have some vegetables. You don't have to have bread. Mr. Brewer Paskins. He writes over in number 23. Vesavik brachas lahakol. He quotes the whole shebang. Vedavka besudu b'shoyna abasudu shliyish ochol achah mincha shagayim sudu per mikvah ochasudu achas b'yayim shuvim mechziyunos. He passes like the Magen Avraham. Says the Archas Shulchan. Ve'reisi misha mistapik im yoytzim yesudu b'macholim toivim b'loy lechem ve'li niru d'lo yatsa. Passes the Archas Shulchan, not like the Magen Avraham. He thinks you are absolutely not yoytzim if you don't eat bread. Why? Tumi de Shabbos v'yomtif. It's like Shabbos v'yomtif. So, Zakta Archa Shulchan, bread is a staple of every good meal. You need to have bread. So, halacha lemaisa. Huh? No, you don't need that, but you need to have pas. That's right, because that's Zechel Amon. So, he just means, you know, comparable to what the suda is supposed to look like. So, halacha lemaisa, I think the velt is pretty makbid that you should try to have bread. Again, if you count in calories, I guess you could be samech on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said you don't have to eat the pas. But I think you should make sure to, I think the velt is pretty more nachos to try to eat bread at the Purim suda. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is a very complicated shaila. He wants to know what happens if I eat my Purim suda. And in the middle of the Purim suda, we all get up to go daven ma'ariv. So now, ma'ariv, I'm not saying ala nisim. But now I'm going to come back to the table. I'm going to bench and say ala nisim. It's not like a tarta de sasri. I didn't say it in the ma'ariv. I'm going to say it over here. So this is a shah that happens a lot. Many people do this. The suda's rocking. It's kishmak. Everyone says, okay, let's just daven ma'ariv before we get, you know, too tipsy, which might be the right thing to do anyways, because davening when you're tipsy is a big shayla halacha. I want to get to this year. I ran out of time. Maybe a different year we can, Mir Tashem, talk about that. How is it okay to daven when people are pretty intoxicated? Which is, again, why the Yekis ended it early. You have time to cool down. This week you could daven ma'ariv or how they daven mincha. I'm not sure, but okay. But let's say you want to break in the middle. You'll go to a separate room. Because again, going to shul might be a shayla of hesach hadas. It's a little bit more complicated. You'll go to a back room and you'll daven ma'ariv. You'll come back. So again, in the ma'ariv, it's partially not saying ala nisim, but what do you do in benching? So Mishnah Berurah writes, it's a shayla. He writes, yeshayimim the dafka kishlo yispal arvas adayin. Avam mishespal or shuv. Once you daven ma'ariv, ain't ema ala nisim. Then you don't say ala nisim in benching anymore. V'yeshayimim, no. The b'chol gavni omar. Val Kain says, Mishnah Berurah mehanochan. The best thing is sheivarch b'chaz amazin kaidim shespalo. So let's see, for example, you see that they're going to call a ma'ariv, so make sure you bench before ma'ariv. To get out of the whole shayla. Okay?
One of those plug mincha things
will
work. You daven mincha, you daven ma'ariv, and then you have the suda.
That might be a very nice idea.
And what would you do?
You mean you could have ma'ariv then?
Then you made it worse.
No, then you made it worse.
Yeah.
They made it worse. Right. That's correct. That would be worse. We'll get to Shabbos in a second. So he writes to me that that's not the right thing to do. He writes instead, you see what he writes? And if you want to make sure to daven with a minion, so he's bavarning what we mentioned earlier, that apparently it was pretty customary not to daven with a minion. He thinks fakert. Right when it hits Ma'ariv, daven, bench. End the meal. Bench, then daven, then come back and continue. What's the problem? And then continue, bring out the next course. You don't have to, it's not like...
When you bring out the next course, you're not washing again.
Right, you don't have to wash. You're done. You eat this with this perm. That's right, now this is just party time. Now just have a good time. He says, why not? You're supposed to party the second day also. Shushan Purim is also supposed to be b'simcha. So, kevaldik. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the best thing is, end the meal. I know some people do this. They'll end the bread part, and they'll have dessert later, and more drinks later, and dancing later. This way, you solve all problems. The best way to do it. Okay. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with this. And the Aruch HaShulchan, again, the Mishnah Berurah didn't take a stand. Again, the shayla is, let's say you're in the middle of the Purim Suda, you take a break to go daven ma'ariv. And you come back, do you say ala nisim? The Mishnah Berurah did not take a stand. He said, yeshayim if you do, yeshayim if you don't. And he says, avoid the whole shayla. But let's say it's unavoidable. You're in a community, there's only one ma'ariv, and the ma'ariv is right now. What do I do when I come back? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, he writes over here, that some people write that, shafilu espal b'emsa su d'yerm ala nisim b'chsa mazim v'yesh asa ma'isa, or then he's dead to enik. He thinks, no. Once you daven ma'ariv, game over. Once you daven ma'ariv and you didn't say alanisim, you cannot come back and say alanisim in the benching. Now again, it's not the end of the world, because again, alanisim is not ma'akiv, but you want to do the right thing. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, if you're going to break in the middle of the meal for ma'ariv, when you return, you do not say alanisim. You'll ask me, it's a steer in Mishnah Berurah. Why is it a steer in Mishnah Berurah? Because if you look at number page 3, Mishnah Berurah writes, what happens on Shabbos? Let's say in middle Shal Shadis, so you decide, you know, we're going to have a ma'ariv, then we'll bench. We'll do backwards. So you're going to daven ma'ariv, you say, Atochan Antonu. You're going to come back and say Ritzei? Doesn't make any sense. If he's saying Atachana Tanu, it means it's not Shabbos. Then you, so Mishnah Berurah writes Beforish. Number 27. This is in Hilchos Ma'ariv. He writes, because of Achrayim, the Spal of Ma'ariv Kaidim Bechas Amazon, Shuv in a mask or Shabbos Bechas Amazon, the Mixi Kitat to the Sasu. So, Frek the Achrayim, 1 second. The Mishnah Berurah made it very clear that if at Shabbos day, Shal Shuddis, I go to Ma'ariv and I say Atachana Tanu, I can't return and say Ritzei. So why is he Mesub become Purim? Shouldn't it be the exact same thing? Why, when it comes to Purim, does Mishnah Berurah say, well, I'm not sure, I hear both sides? Why is this any different than the exact same case that Mishnah Berurah laid out for us clearly when it comes to Ritzei and Atochanan Tanu? So what's the simple answer? Because here, by Ma'ariv on Matzah Shabbos, you said Atochanan Tanu. What did you do by Ma'ariv on Purim? You didn't say Alanisim. It wasn't an active statement that it's not, it was a passive statement. As opposed to an active here, Matzah Shabbos, I'm screaming at the Chanatonu. That's a tie to the Sasri to then say here or say. Here I didn't say Alanisim. So then I can maybe go back and still say the Alanisim. That's one of the Terutzim that they say over. There is a next Shiloh. Do you have to have, so again, should you wash at the Purim Suda, Machoikas Achroinim? Probably better, or Chashokan thinks you have to. Do I have to eat bread? Do I have to eat meat? I want to have a milchika Purim Suda. I don't want flesh. What's Purim is Tuesday, I'll have pasta, I'll have pizza, I'll have pancakes, I'll have bagels and eggs. Am I allowed to do this? So again, we spoke about this in a past share on Shavuos. Do you even have to have Basar and Yom Tov? Now obviously if you hold you don't have to have Basar and Yom Tov, perhaps there's no reason why you should have to have Basar on Purim. It shouldn't be worse than a Yom Tov. We'll see in a second, not everyone agrees to that. But it has to always be about Kavadik. It can't just be here, you know, here's a pie pizza, let's have a Purim Suda. It's gotta be Bakovedik. If you're gonna have a Melchika Suda, it's gotta be Bakovedik. It should be courses, and it should be served properly, it should be served done. We mentioned that for Shavuos, it's for sure true for Purim. It still has to be a Suda. It can't be a flyby, you know, grab a slice of pizza on the go. Yeah.
Wait, we wouldn't apply the Ainsapel with Basfiyayim.
Right, the problem is we mentioned that phrase is only Pashtus referring to the carbon Shlomim. But, you have to remember, when was the Yom Tov Purim instituted? Between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So when they told you be Mesameach, they knew it wasn't with a carbon, because they didn't have a carbon. So they probably meant with meat. That is the argument that the Divrei Moshe Halberstam, was one of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. He's the Einikel from the Tzanzer Rebbe. He says, what are you talking about? He goes the following. He says, even if you hold that you don't have to eat Basar on Yom Tov, you have to eat Basar on Purim. How? Because on Yom Tov, when they initiated eating Basar, they thought it was supposed to be for the Basar carbon. But Zakhtar, Moshe Halberstam, it's a nice chap. When the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah told you to be Besimcha on Purim, they knew you're not eating carbon shalom. There was no Beis HaMikdash. They knew it meant meat. And therefore, he paskins, you have to have meat on the Purim, so even if you don't have to have meat on Yom Tov. There's rayas, many rayas all over the place that you have to have meat on Yom Tov. One raya is the Magen Avraham writes, you're not supposed to eat basar at the meal at the night before Purim, the Tainus Esther Suda, because you don't want people thinking that's your Yom Tov meal. Why would anyone think it's my Yom Tov meal if I don't have to have basar at my Yom Tov meal? So this is a shtickle raya. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, that's mashma, you're supposed to have basar at your Suda. So it's pretty accepted, halacha l'maisa. The Aruch HaShulchan also shries, avadi you have to have basar. So it's pretty accepted you have to have basar at the Purim Suda as well. If you have to have... That's right. That's the argument. Now, others will see, for example, so if you hold this true, there's another halachic issue that comes up. We've mentioned this when we did the Cholamoyt Sugya. We know that halachic is the Ramah brings down a minute that a lady, the day she goes to the mikveh, the lady's going to the mikveh tonight, so the whole day today she shouldn't eat meat. So what happens if it's Purim? Let's say a lady's going to the mikveh Tuesday night, so she allowed to eat meat. So roiv of the achrayim, right? Of course she is. Because she has a chiyuv basa like you do. Women have a chiyuv suda, women have a chiyuv basa. Maybe it was last year we spoke about the women have a chiyuv to get drunk. That we spoke about in the previous year. But without a doubt, women have a chiyuv basar and women have a chiyuv suda. So if a lady says, I'm busy serving the meal, that's not a heter. She has to at some point sit down and eat the meal like a mensch. It's absolutely not correct. She has to wash and she has to eat meat. So therefore, zakt roiv achreinim, if she has to eat meat, so then she's allowed to eat meat if she has to go to mikveh that night. So she eat the meat and she'll clean her teeth out. Just like the shach writes, the Shabbos v'yamtiv, she's allowed to eat meat. If a lady goes to mikveh matzah Shabbos, of course she eats meat on Shabbos v'yamtiv. So too on Purim. There's only one achrein that I found that disagrees. The Menashe Klein. Menashe Klein thinks no. He thinks since the way it was structured was mishta v'simcha, it was about pleasure, women don't enjoy steak. It doesn't do it for them. Give them jewelry. Give them an outfit. Give them a credit card. They don't want the meat. So Zokta Menashe Klein, so therefore for a lady, it's not a great simcha. So he writes, so since for a lady it's not a great simcha, he thinks it's taka not mutter. He thinks it's actually not mutter for a lady to eat meat at the day of the mikvah. She's not mechoyev ever on Purim, and she's not allowed to if the day she goes to the mikvah. But it's widely rejected. Rabbi Yashiv says not like that. No, because Shabbos Yom there might not be so much about Simcha, but he said like that at least for Purim. I would assume he holds like that for Cholamite also, which we learned is not the accepted custom. Rav Moshe also held that's not right. The accepted custom is like, so if a lady's going to, again, halacha l'maisa, a lady, she did a Purim Suda properly, a lady, she gave a proper Suda, she should wash, she should eat pass, and if she has the mikvah Tuesday night, she should eat the meat and wash her teeth out very well. If you just get to the last page, again, we're skipping a lot due to time, but just halacha l'maisa, a cute shayla for Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. Shmuel Kamenetsky says, let's say you eat the Suda and you throw up the whole Suda. Says you're not Yetzer. Says you're not Yetzer. You got to do it all again. Not Yetzer. He has a whole Raif Miksav Sefer, a whole Shtakal Torah. Very interesting. But he passes Alach L'maisa if you have a whole Purim Suda, and this has happened to many, many people. Many are Yeshiva Bachrim. But the problem is sometimes by the time they throw up, it's already too late. You know. So he passes you're not Yetzer. Okay. So if you turn to the last page, just three interesting things over here. Just two pshatim in foods at the Suda. So we mentioned you're supposed to have Torah at the Suda. You're supposed to have alcohol. We've spoken in the past about what you're supposed to drink at the Purim Suda, that we've dealt with. Now we mentioned you're supposed to have pas and you're supposed to have basa. Now everyone knows that what is the one of the other two main dishes at the Purim Suda are kreplach. It's very popular to have kreplach. That's like a sacred halacha. Where does that come from? So he writes over in the Sefer Tamim and Hagim. He says there's three times a year you have kreplach. You have it on Erev Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, and Purim. He says, what's the common denominator? Because they're all like a funny type of yomtiv. They're all really hidden yom tovim. Right? Because you're allowed to do malach on Purim, and Hashanah Rabbah is a hidden yomtiv, and Erev Yom Kippur is a hidden yomtiv. So we take the meat, and it's wrapped. It's covered in dough. To show it's a wrapped up yomtiv. That's what he says. And why do we eat haman tashin? Everyone know why we eat haman tashin? Everyone eats haman tashin. Why? So Nitta Gavriel brings out a very nice pshat. He says there's a medrash that says that when Haman saw the three avos, he saw Avim, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he said, oh, forget it. I'm never going to be able to bring these people down. So he writes, that's Pshat on the Pasuk, because it says, because of the whole Karni Rishoyim Agada is their Haman. Termemenu Karni Tzadik Zer Mordechai. So one Pshat he says is because when Haman saw the three corners, he saw the Amudei HaTorah, he saw Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he saw, forget it, he's never going to have a chance to get us. Then he writes another Pshat. He quotes from the Sefer, Benachli Bina Leremez HaKabal HaTorah Purim. Because again, we made a special Kabbalah Satayim Purim. Shenasa la'am tilsoi, aide tiloi ubiyarcha tilsoi k'nis b'shabbos. What was the theme? Everything was on the third. The third month, everything's the third. So that's why we have a hat of, that's why it's three, the shape three. Some people say that's because that was Haman's hat looked like that. Okay, maybe. But here's the pshat, the reason the three represents Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the three represents the Torah, which was the new Kabbalah Satayim. Okay, whatever the case is, minig Yisrael Torah, many people eat that, and many people are machmer. They eat Haman Tashin the whole Chodesh Adar. That's already a chumrah. You eat the Haman Tashin the whole Chodesh Adar, but that's just a little bit of a reason behind why we eat these foods. Okay.